This segment sponsored by Mega Home Improvement. All right, we're back with my dirty little secret. Well, it's really not my dirty little secret, but it is kind of a dirty secret because nobody really knows about this yet. I think this is the first time publicly, right? We're maybe speaking about this, or at least on WGN. There's this new app and device called Ampi. Now, check this out. What if you can be a human energizer battery? What if you could be a human generator of energy? Would that concept remotely intrigue you? Because now it's a reality. Joining me in studio is, I'm going to probably screw up your name, Tejas, is it?
Tejas.
Shastri, is that right?
That's perfect.
Oh, there you go. At least one out of two is good. So I'm going to call you T for short. T, tell me, what is Ampi?
Ampi is a wearable device that captures energy from your movements and turns it into power for your smartphone. So as you're moving, walking, running, cycling, whatever, that movement generates energy that's captured in the device, and then you can plug in your phone when you need that power the most and charge from energy you generated.
So you know what that means, folks? All those power cords, chargers, the octopus coming out of your wall becomes non-existent because you become the charger. That's what you're saying here, right?
That's exactly right. The more you move, the more power you generate.
So it's multifaceted, this idea. First of all, it's brilliant. How did you come up with this?
So me and my two co-founders, we were finishing our PhDs in engineering at Northwestern, and we wanted to solve the problem that we all have, which is that our smartphone and other portable electronics run out of battery at the worst times.
Always.
Everybody's felt that problem.
Yeah.
And we were active people, so we thought, why couldn't we take some of the energy from our movements and turn that into power for our phone? And we saw the technologies out there. They weren't efficient enough. We improved on them, filed a patent, generated the technology inside of Ampi, and launched it on Kickstarter.
And how did it go when it first launched on Kickstarter? Were you like, oh, I don't know, is this going to fly?
Yeah, we definitely weren't sure how the community would react, but we set a $100,000 goal that we wanted to raise in 30 days. We ended up raising that in 72 hours. And we finished out the campaign with over $300,000 and over 300% funding. So it was an overwhelming time for us. And,
wow.
And it was just humbling to see all the response.
I mean, you would think, you know, like it's a simple concept in theory. Like, you know, I create energy, I move. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, you say, oh, get on a bike, move, and it'll power itself. And you'll see like the screen pop up. So now it's getting to a point where we're actually, that's the most eco-friendly idea I've heard in centuries. I mean, really, if you think about it, because the biggest waste is consumption of energy, right, in this world. If we are now the generators of energy, this is just, I mean, do you guys know what you're sitting on? I mean, are you excited about it?
We definitely think we're at the tip of the iceberg, and we're really excited about where we've brought the technology. There were kinetic chargers on the market. They were big, bulky, the size of a paper towel roll.
Yeah, so what does this look like, this device? Like, how does it work?
It's about half the size of a cell phone, and basically, it's coupled to the movements of your body, and there's magnetic components moving inside. They generate electricity. They store it in a battery, and then that charge is ready for you when you need it the most.
So, all right, so it's a separate device that doesn't necessarily have to be directly put into my cell phone, right?
Right. It's a separate device, and then you can plug it in to your phone.
So, it's like, to give a layman's reference, it's like wearing a heart rate monitor kind of thing?
Yeah, you can. We have an accessory kit that allows you to wear it on your arm, on your leg. You can slip it in your pocket. You can pop it in your purse. However you want to incorporate it into your life and however you move, Ampi can capture energy from that.
So if I'm a runner, am I charging my Ampi up real quick?
Yeah, running is one of the best ways to charge up Ampi. And if you're an active user, which means you're walking around all day and maybe you go on a run or you go to the gym, you can generate 1 to 5 hours of battery life for your smartphone each day. And if you don't use it that day, it just stores it for when you need it the most.
I got a great add-on to your business. What if we commissioned Ampi chargers, where we have people who wear my Ampi for me and run all the time, and we get a series of people charging our stuff for us?
We've definitely heard of people who want to put it on their dog or on their two-year-old.
Would it work?
It would. Anything that moves can.
See, that's
it.
Smart. Work smarter. I like that. But I like the idea that it actually gets people to move.
It's definitely a motivator to keep moving.
Is that part of it, though? Are you selling that aspect of health along with this?
We definitely do. We have a companion app that tracks your energy generation and tracks how many calories you've burned to motivate you to both stay charged and stay fit.
Wow, that's super cool. Now, the media, has the media caught on to this yet?
Yeah, we've gotten some great press throughout the Kickstarter and even after the campaign, and we've been really excited about all the everything that's happened to us. Me and my two co-founders, we just got named to Forbes 30 Under 30. That was very exciting for us as
Look at you, man, from one of Chicago's very own, which is really cool. Is Ampi going to have a line of products, or are you already thinking that far in the future, or is it just kind of hyper-focused on getting this thing to where it needs to be first?
We're definitely always focused on the future. And in the future, we actually want to take the technology and incorporate it directly into a lot of wearable devices. So you can imagine having smartwatches and fitness trackers and other crazy wearables that haven't invented yet,
yeah,
where you don't have to plug them into the wall. They just charge themselves as you move with them.
Super cool. And do you consider yourself like a early stages Mark Zuckerberg? You got that vibe to you. You know, I almost feel like I'm in the presence of somebody who's stumbled on something that they kind of know what they got, but are being humble a little bit. At the same time, he's going to take over the world in about 6 months.
That's quite flattering.
That's accurate? Accurate, yes. No, you're a cool dude, man. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Damn you. A lot of people are saying, damn him right now. Genius. So where did you get the equipment and the labs and all this stuff to come up with this?
So we came up with the idea at Northwestern, and they have something called the Farley Center for Entrepreneurship, and they've been very helpful and very supportive of us, and we actually still work out of the Northwestern incubator space up in Evanston.
Let's be real, though. The incubation, did it happen over beers at a bar, or did it happen literally in a lab?
It happened in a lot of late nights when we were thinking of the idea and coming up with the technology.
Coming home from Rocket Bar, being like, dude, my phone just ran out of power. It wasn't one of those things where life's necessities created the demand.
It happened very many times. One instance is that my girlfriend, I would always have to call her at the end of the night, and if my phone ran out of battery, she wouldn't be very happy. So,
why? I hate when girls do that. I mean, I'm married, I don't have to worry about that stuff, but I hated that. Like, you had to check in at the end. Sorry, so your check-in got ruined, and then she thought you were cheating on her. So you're like, man, I can't have my girlfriend thinking I'm cheating on her. I got to create a device that charges my phone up. Right?
Exactly.
See how these things happen?
And now she's happy that I can call her whenever.
Now is when you break up with her, though. See, this is what you did. I'm kidding. You don't do that.
Actually, we just got engaged. So
congratulations. Going the opposite direction. Yeah. Good for you. And Ampi saved the day.
Ampi did save the
day. If you didn't have the capacity to charge when you needed to that last time, and you did text her, that made the difference for you.
Exactly.
I love that. Tell that story to your kids one day. Son, daughter, you're here because of Ampi. So many different levels. When are we going to see this on shelves?
So we're shipping our first units this summer. People can still go online and pre-order right now, even though our Kickstarter campaign's over. They can go to www.getampi.com. They can check out the product, and we're really excited to get in people's
hands.
So
we could buy it right now.
You can go pre-order it right now.
Pre-order.
Yeah.
When will we actually, I can potentially have product?
You'll get it sometime in summer, and we don't charge you until your order's fulfilled.
Gotcha. So it's, what was that? That was the that was the Ampi button right there saying, we got to go. Listen, man, this is really cool, dude. I commend you guys for some fantastic technology here. And Mike stumbled onto this and kind of got me hooked on it.
I thought when I saw this, it just blew my mind. So I knew we had to get these guys on. And
yeah, I'm glad. I mean, great luck to you. Once again, give the website.
www.getampi.com. That's A-M-P-Y.
And when you get Ampi, I'd like one. And then we'll bring you back on here and I'll wear it and we'll test it and all that stuff and make sure I don't explode or anything.
That'll be fun.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, guys.